Simon Shinun Hey, Dinek Zustra Besakise. Sif Alf Zustra, which is a board that's sticking out from the window of your house over the water, and it's above the water, and now you want to fill up water from the Yam or from the Nar, or from the sea or from the river, through this Zustra into your house. And sometimes you want to pour out dirty water from your house through the Zustra into the Yam or into the Nar, into the sea or into the river. So the Mechaber says that you can't stam full of water from the Yam through the Zustra into your house, because the Yam is a Karmelis. Your house is a Shiochet. Rather, you have to make a Mechitza around the Zustra, a 10 Tvachim tall, or it doesn't even have to be around the whole Zustra, around the whole board. There's a hole in the middle of the board which is being used through that Nekev, through that hole, you're filling up water or pouring down water. You can just make a Mechitza around that Nekev, an area of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, which the Bur explains because the Mechitza, that's Makav, that's surrounding an area of less than 4 by 4 Tvachim, is not considered a Mechitza. So as long as the Mechitza is 10 Tvachim tall, and it surrounds the area of 4 by 4 Tvachim, and the hole is somewhere in the middle of that 4 by 4 Tvachim, now you could fill up water from the Yam and take it up, schlep it up, pull it up through the hole in the middle of the Zustra into your house, and it's considered like it was coming from Shiyachid to Shiyachid. How is this Mechitza going to be set up? Well, certainly it's good, Mishnah explains, if it's directly on top of the water, because then that part of the water is considered to be in the Shiyachid. But even if it's not, because often it's not practical, in such a case it would float away, rather you attach the Mechitzas to the bottom of the Zustra, to the bottom of the board, 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and 10 Tvachim down. Even though the Mechitzas don't reach all the way down to the water, we could say, good Achis Mechitza. We imagine the Mechitzas going further down. Usually we don't say good Achis, only say good Asik. We imagine Mechitzas going further up than where they are. But here, it's a special Kula, by Mayim, by water, it's a Karmelis. You can say good Achis Mechitza, Mechitza. We imagine the Mechitzas going further down all the way to the water. And then when you draw up water in a bucket or in a pail from the water, from the Yam, or from the Nar, through the Mechitzas, through the whole existence into your house, consider like it's coming Shiach to Shiach. The Mechaber also holds that you can put these four walls on top of the Gzister around the hole. And you can fill up water from the Yam, through the whole Gzister, through the Mechitzas into your house, and also has the same idol of Shiach to Shiach. This, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Rishonim will argue on this. And they say the Mechitzas have to be under the Gzister, under the board, and then you can say good Achas. But the Mechitzas are on top of the Gzister, on top of the board, we do not say good Achas. Mechitzas, not the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishmur says that definitely it's proper to be machmal this chachila, to make the mechitzas below and not to make the mechitzas above. Now, once you make these mechitzas, the same way you can pull water and you can draw water from the Yam into your house, you can also pour water out, presumably be dirty water you want to pour out of your house, through these mechitzas back into the Yam, it's the same thing. Now this is discussing somebody whose house is right next to a river, right next to a Yam. Let's say somebody's traveling in a boat. And now he wants to fill up water, he needs water, he wants to fill up water from the Yam, that his boat is traveling. So the same thing, he has to fill up water from the Yam. He has the same issue, the Yam is a Karmelis, and the boat is typically Rishi Yachid, assuming that inside the boat it's 10 Tvachim tall. If the walls of the boat inside the boat are less than 10 Tvachim tall, then it's all Karmelis, and there's no problem with cloud. The Yam is Karmelis, the boat is Karmelis. But typically a boat is Svina, has walls at least 10 Tvachim tall. So the way to do it is you make again a board, Dala Dala Tvachim, 4 by 4 Tvachim, on the side of the boat, sticking on the boat, make a neck and make a hole. And you only fill up through that neck of the hole that's in the board. That even though he did not make real mechitzas, we say extra kula by a sfina by a boat. Kaifat stodom, we imagine as if the walls of the board go down and become mechitzas, and on that was the good achas mechitza. And then we imagine those walls, those imaginary walls, we imagine them further going all the way down to the Yam. It's a double kula. That we imagine the walls around the 4x4 tefachim board, and we imagine them go all the way down to the water. We imagine good achas mechitza. Now, this only has to be done if the Sfina on the outside is within 10 Tvachim of the Yam. However, on the outside of the Sfina, there's more than 10 Tvachim. In other words, if you'd be outside the Sfina, outside the boat, looking at the boat, you would see 10 Tvachim or more of wall. So that means that somebody's filling up water over the top of the Sfina, top of the boat, is going more than 10 Tvachim above the ground. So then, above 10 Tvachim is a Malkum Patur area, or more Mekel, and he does not have to make a board 4x4 Tvachim outside the Sfina. Rather, it makes a ziz, a little board, a little lip coming out of the Sfina, make a hole in it, and fill up through that, even if the board is not 4x4 Tvach. And the fact that Mr. Burr brings, the Achrenim say, the ziz, this little board, this little lip sticking out, doesn't have to have a neck, it doesn't have to have a hole. It's only a heker ba'amah, it's a keir ba'amah, and once you make the ziz, you can fill up even not through a hole in the ziz, not through the ziz. The ziz is just a heker ba'amah, to remember the halachas over here, It really doesn't make a difference. Once the outside of the Sfina is 10 tefachim tall, then you can fill up from the outside just by making a little bit of a ziz. Also, if you want to pour water out of the Sfina, let's say dirty water you want to pour out of the Sfina, you can just pour it down. And that's simple. You can just throw it over the edge, whatever dirty water you want to throw out. It's not a problem because here it doesn't make a difference. More than tefachim, less than tefachim. You don't have to have a special daf for 4x4 tefachim. You don't have to make a ziz at all. It's fine because what you're doing just by throwing it is koichai. It's not gufa, it's koichai. And koichai in the karmelis, chazar na gezer. Since the yam is only a karmelis, koichai in the karmelis, chazar na gezer. Even if it's near shiram, it's not a roll to shiram. It doesn't make a difference. That's not your mechuvan, it's not your intent. Koichai in the karmelis, they're not gezer. Mr. Burr says that when they're Moses Mitzayin, it's a machine and zayin, it's coming to us. And not always on the makeup of koichai in the karmelis. People are just koichai, not gufa, just a throw. And it's in the karmelis, they're a makeup.